It's one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta-Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta-potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service on a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta-potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
This is Dr. Raj Banerjee from Integrative Healthcare of St. Louis. I want to tell you about our free consults and our new results-driven weight loss program that is helping so many people. It combines the best of Eastern and Western science. It's completely natural. It's fun, and it glorifies God. Look, the answer isn't always eliminating calories and exercising more, because we all know diets do not work. Stubborn belly fat has to do with imbalances in your hormones. By learning how to reprogram your hormonal chemistry with easy-to-learn natural techniques, you will quickly turn your body into a fat-burning machine. Call now to register for a free consult. It will change your life. If you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and you want to get rid of your belly fat, have more energy, and just feel healthy again, call us for a free consultation.
Call Dr. Banerjee today at 314-828-1013. The first 25 callers who qualify will receive a free consultation valued at $250. Call 314-828-1013 today.
Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
That was weak.
Well, Trevor didn't join in, but he was.
No,
he did.
Tingling, trembling, and throbbing.
Oh, oh man.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the August 21st edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by the Goodfeet Stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. They're all over the country, but they're two in the St. Louis area. Goodfeet, they don't sell shoes. You keep your shoes. But they're going to hopefully alleviate a lot of pain they have for thousands of people in the feet, back, headaches even. Goodfeet Stores will tell you where they're located, and we'll introduce our guest control board operator. But first, we have this. Nah, boy. Okay, stop everything.
What?
No, this is a teachable moment. This okay. is a teaching moment. First of all, the FM, there's no fun left. We all say
FM. Okay.
So we're just going to do just that. I'll sing it. There's no fun left on
FM.
Okay, perfect. Edit that in. Edit that in where we messed it up. And
well,
nobody will ever know what happened. And then the thing we just did, hey, start that part over, that polka thing. And then there's a one part, and we all go, hey, I'll show you where it is. Go ahead. Just. Hey, there you go. Now you can bring it
okay.
up. There
all
you
right,
go.
I got
okay,
it.
At the control board, obviously not a seasoned veteran, but doing a great job all the way from Birmingham, England. It's Trevor Phillips. Trevor, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And then we all say together, markandjason.com, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Markandjason.com.
Because that would be your sponsor. It's actually was Peon's sponsor, but we're going to give them that anyway. And now we move over to to Dan Strauss, who's in the house with his trouser mouse, and this is where you get zipper. If you can find
the
zipper. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. There you go.
Okay.
Wow. Edit out all the bad. Yeah, and they'll never hear it.
I got you.
We edit it out. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is here. He's in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Now we're just humming right along here. And would you please? Oh, I'm sorry. I almost forgot.
Yeah.
Of course, the Rat Boy wants to know if British people, if they eat what?
Cheese.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course they eat. Of course they eat. No, a stupid question. And now would you please? Wow, Trevor, the worst is almost over. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Orchestra. Okay, and then they hit the applause. There you go. All right. Now, seriously, the worst is over.
Okay,
that was the hardest segment, right?
The most work I've had to do in the last 6 hours.
Well, that's jam-packed with a lot of stuff. I give it up for Trevor Phillips. There you go. Actually, just when I'm trying to applaud him, he can't even find the applause button.
Well, Trevor's actually worked.
I take it back, huh? For
how long, what time did you start running the
board
today?
You've been here since, what, 8 o'clock?
I walked into this studio at 10 a.m. today.
And he because they did a remote. And for the eclipse,
for those who don't know, remote means you go out somewhere
on location
where nobody will come.
And he was there, he was here running the board, and then he stayed.
But for hardworking people who go to work at 7 a.m, some of them they go, "It's a big deal, 8 o'clock to 5, big deal." They'll say it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal because there's a lot of little things to catch on to, and you're doing a good job.
It's a mental strain.
Thank you, sir.
Either you really are doing a good job, or I'm just being nice, and I'm just telling you you're doing a good job, and you're really just screwing this whole thing up. And I would never say that on the air in front of people.
Right.
And he's never once said bloody.
No,
I just thought all British people said bloody good.
No.
What in the bloody hell are you doing? You
know, if I was to say something was good, it'd probably be jolly good.
They say
jolly good.
I don't like that.
You don't like the word jolly?
No, it just sounds silly.
It just makes you think of Santa Claus, you know, Christmas, things like that.
Yeah.
I get it.
Jolly good.
Rather good. Is that better?
What?
Rather good.
No.
Dan rather good.
he was okay.
Yeah.
So this is where I talk about good. You know what good feed is?
Do
you
I do, sir.
What is it?
It is a whale.
It's a whale.
I was going to say whale.
Yeah.
Well, but it's not. It is a place where you can go and you can have some people look at your feet and make your body feel better. How's that work?
Well,
sound good?
They don't just look at your feet.
Is it a doctor's office?
No, so you really don't know. No, do you? Just tell the truth.
I'm a simple person. You know?
Good. They sell inserts, arch supports. You put them in your shoe.
Right.
And it just slightly alters the way you stand or you walk. Because sometimes people lean the foot to one side, and it puts a lot of extra pressure on one part of the foot, and then it causes pain.
Absolutely. It can throw off your hips, which then affects your spine, and it
See?
Is downhill from there.
There you go.
Yeah.
He gets it.
He's
the
like
head bone connected to the neck bone, and neck bone connected to, you know, that thing. So for thousands of people, for years, they have found relief from pain with a simple arch support inserts. So, of course, if the pain's in your feet, you go to good feet. But how about the leg? Or how about this? You'll be there maybe 30, 40 minutes. You don't need an appointment. And if it works for you, you'll know it right there in the store. And please continue. Please continue to tell them your AM to PM. So far, every advertiser I've talked to says, yep, wherever it is you're going, we'll be with you. And I hope that'll be the same for good feet. It really all depends on you folks and that you continue to tell them your AM and the PM. There are two Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, just west of 270, sort of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. And there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet Stores. Now, there are a couple of things that I was going to get taken care of today. We're going to put them off till tomorrow, till Trevor's a little more comfortable. The one thing I can talk about briefly is the golf tournament. The golf tournament is 3 weeks from this Friday. 3 weeks from this Thursday will be the last day this show is on the station. The following day, we have the golf tournament. I really would like and hope we can leave with a really successful golf tournament. Nobody is coming to me, giving me any sort of information. Is it sold out? How much do we have left? So what I'll say to you is this. If you go to KTRS.com, go up in the right-hand corner of the screen, you'll see Franco Pinion Golf Tournament. Click on that. You can be a single. You want to play? I think it's $125. Foursome, obviously. I don't know. I hope nothing is available when you try, but I'm not sure. So I wish you would. It'll be the last chance for us to get together and do anything that's part of this radio station, and I want it to go well. Also, sponsors. The information for sponsorship is there, and I will tell you that if you're one of the sponsors, there's a lot of stuff you get when you sponsor a hole or whatever the other sponsor. So go to KTRS.com, upper right-hand corner. Thank you in advance for helping, because it is to benefit Backstoppers. And I want to say hi again to Al Wiegman. Met his son Kevin today. His son was pulled off on the side of the road. He's a Chesterfield police officer. And I pulled over and got out of my car, and he said, "Are you okay?" The first thing he wanted to know was I in trouble, or did I need help? Was I okay? And I said, "No, I just pulled off to thank you." And that's when he told me his dad was a big listener. So, Kevin, it's a pleasure meeting you, and hi to your dad, Al. Also, the Indy 500. Isn't this Thursday the radio thing, the cancer, St. Louis Men's Women's Cancer? Is that this Thursday?
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know. But it doesn't matter.
I'm not sure either.
Before it hits the air, I want to go ahead and do our part for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And I'm doing it for Margie Price, because Margie Price is the executive director. She's a wonderful woman. And I promised her that I would, even though this show, and I will not participate in the radiothon, I promised her that I would get her a whole bunch of money if she'd come to me with something really big. And she did. A very generous donor donated 4 tickets to the Indy 500, but for next year, 2018. But they're just not tickets. They are, Trevor, you have to look at them. I'm trying to give you a signal.
Okay.
They are VIP tickets. Ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah.
There you go.
Thank you. Were you reading a book, or what were you doing there?
No, I got an email from the boss, so I was just like checking.
From the boss?
It. Well, a boss.
Oh.
I'm several
from
bosses
Josh?
All rubbed into one. Oh. No, it wasn't. He couldn't send me an email. No. He was just there.
Oh,
you can't read Martin emails even from the boss when you're doing this.
I apologize.
Show. No. You're the boss. You ignore it.
Putting
the boss.
My phone away.
I'm trying to get him fired. No, I think that probably if it's important, you probably should glance at it. Okay. But now let's do that again, okay?
Okay.
These aren't just tickets to the Indy 500. They're VIP tickets.
Oh.
Yeah,
see,
cut that in, edit out the other. There. Also a VIP parking pass to the Indy 500, VIP pit passes, and 2 hotel rooms at the Drury Inn, Indianapolis. Now, I will tell you right now, you cannot on your own find or get what I just mentioned. These 4 VIP... It's worth a fortune. Our current bid is for $7,000 from Chuck's Boots. I want for Margie and the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, because I want to go out of here on a really high note. I want $10,000. I do. And we'll get it. So if you're listening and you want to go to the Indy 500 and you want the best of the best seats, pit passes, parking, VIP parking, a lot of people park, they walk like 18 miles to get to the race. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but they park far away. And you can't even now get, I know it's 9 months, well, you can't get a room. You can't get a room anywhere near the place, but you don't have to. Two hotel rooms are included. One night, and that's the night before the race, but 2 rooms because 4 people will probably be 2 couples. So you can call and say, I want to top the 7,000 with 8,000 or 9 or 10. And you probably know the numbers. Let's just go with this one. Most cell phones, star, KTRS. Okay, I'll give the other one, too. 314-969, KTRS. Or you can email me and surprise me. Tonight, I'll check email. I normally only check it in the morning, but I'm going to check it tonight. And if you email me and go, Frank, I want to give $9,000 or $10,000 for those Indy 500 tickets. My email address is frankopinion@yahoo.com. And every dollar will go to the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer because that's how you're going to make out the check. So you don't have to worry about it going where it's supposed to go. So thank you in advance. Thank you, Chuck's Boots. I really do want more than seven, but we are grateful for the bid of seven. I watched a terrific documentary last night that I didn't mean to watch. I stumbled on it. And it was 3 hours long, so I got to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's called Elvis, A Boy from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Whoa, that would have been cool to see.
Oh, my goodness. I thought I'd seen every piece of footage on Elvis Presley. No, this has got stuff in it. Whoever did this, it's fantastic.
Was this when he was really young?
No, this is his whole life. This is
when he was a baby growing up.
Oh, my goodness. They bring in old footage from years ago when they interviewed his boss at Crown Electric. He was a truck driver and an apprentice electrician for Crown Electric and in Memphis. And they replay, these people have passed away, this couple that owned it that hired him. And they talk about what a polite, and they say he looked strange because his hair is greased back, but... you like Elvis?
I do like Elvis. Yeah, I'd love to take a road trip down to Graceland one day.
Oh, it's really cool, and you should do that.
He was a big deal, but he never toured. He never ever performed overseas, and you know why? Because Tom Parker, Colonel Parker, his manager, was kind of a shady guy, and word is he didn't want to go overseas because he's afraid he might not get back in the country. There was a lot about him that was very mysterious, so Elvis never got a chance to not to go overseas.
Well, he ended up Elvis in the Army, right?
Yeah,
he was
2 years.
In Germany.
And they cover all that, and they show stuff I'd never seen. Interviews in the Army, pictures of him in the Army. It's a tremendous documentary. I don't know where I even found it. I YouTube, I guess. I'm just looking through, and it pops up, and I had to watch the whole thing.
And Trevor said that he'd like to go down. You should go down to Graceland. When you're down there, you should go to Sun Studios, too.
Sun Studios.
Sun Studios. Everything you think would be huge, but Elvis's home is not that big. It's not as big as you would think it is.
Right.
And Sun Studios is not that big at all, but it is so cool. And they still record there with different bands and everything. We'll go in there and record there. But the stand where Elvis and Johnny Cash did and all these greats in Sun Studios.
Yeah, I'm a huge Elvis fan because I grew up in Tennessee, and that's where Elvis went to Memphis after he was born in Tupelo. So I it's Elvis, A Boy from Tupelo, Mississippi, but it's 3 hours long, so you might. And then it occurred to me, I think I have a good question here. You know how the OJ Bronco is a famous vehicle now,
yeah.
And Kennedy's limo.
Yeah.
What about the white hearse that carried Elvis's body?
Oh, wow.
Because I watched the footage again of that funeral, and it was solid line of white Cadillacs and a white hearse. And I thought, now there's a piece of history.
No kidding.
But
now,
you never hear about it.
Not to sound dumb, but I thought his car was the pink Cadillac, or is that just a song? Like,
no.
I thought that was like a huge thing of his.
He did buy his mother a pink and gray Cadillac.
Okay. All right.
And he bought a lot of Cadillacs, but his hearse was white, and all the Cadillacs in the funeral procession were white.
And
you see that footage. I saw footage I'd never seen of that funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pink Cadillac was
Springsteen.
Song.
Bruce Springsteen. Right?
Was it Springsteen or was that Aretha Franklin?
Well, Springsteen did a Pink Cadillac.
Oh, yeah, he did. That's Springsteen. And then Pink Cadillac was an award from Mary Kay Cosmetics if you sold so much.
You know, the Dan almost sold cosmetics. Did you know that?
I did not, but wow, okay. I can see you rocking a pink Cadillac.
He almost was a Mary Kay Cosmetics. He's done it all and has almost done even more. Real quickly, I want to just thank. It took me 11 hours to go through the emails I got the 2 or 3 days after I announced that this show would be leaving on the 14th, would be the last day. 11 hours. There's no way I could ever thank you people for what you said to me in your emails. And I want to thank Jerry Reed. That's right, like song. Jerry Reed from Maryville wrote me just a tremendous letter. And used the old-fashioned mail to send to Jerry. Thank you. And thank you to Austin Walters. Just a powerful email that just stopped me in my tracks. I you don't know how much I appreciate that. And all of you. And I know you're going to stay with us. I know that. I can tell from you. Jerry Lewis, everybody knows, I guess, is dead. What can you say you don't already know? Jerry Lewis invented system by which people could film and then see what they're filming. It's called tape assist, the videotape assist. So you could play back what you saw because there was a second camera that videotaped it. But in film, they could never see it until they took it to the lab. Jerry Lewis invented that.
He did.
And made millions of dollars. He was a rude, horrible, mean person. He's also a genius. And sometimes geniuses, there's one way to do it, and it's their way, and that's usually what works. And they will accept. They won't compromise, so they're considered hard to deal with, and he was, but there's no doubt this guy was a comic genius. And Dick Gregory also passed away, a guy who spent most of his life not being funny, but fighting for civil rights. Ladies, would you get in here, please? Please. Right, like, please, now, ladies, please.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what that was. I don't know why I did that one. Hang in a second.
Well,
hang in a second.
They were going all right. So
where is
well.
It? Was Where's the this one? And this one doesn't end. This is like...
It was the Joke Fly Girls.
All right, there we go.
Ladies,
Ooh, that's nice.
I want to see you all after the show.
We're looking at the eclipse.
You're going to get spanking.
But it's over.
They like this. You're spanking. You like jokes, Trevor?
I love jokes.
Okay. Hopefully you'll get this thing right. Anyway. I said it. I said
oh,
anyway.
No.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh,
give it to me. I've only done it twice. He's making me nervous.
I know.
So there's a woman, and she's a widow, a young widow, early 30s, really good looking, just killer body. And her husband loved to garden, so she's trying to keep the garden going. And she needs Jim McMillan to tell her about fertilome, but she doesn't have that, so she doesn't know what she's doing. And she's telling the neighbor, the guy next door, she says, my husband, he always loved homegrown tomatoes, and I just cannot seem to get these tomatoes to grow and the way he did. And so the neighbor, looking at her, I mean, what a beautiful woman, and she's blonde, so he knows he can pull this on her. He goes, well, you know, tonight's a full moon, and most gardeners know that if you go out at midnight nude during a full moon and water the tomatoes, you'll have a tremendous crop of tomatoes, but it has to be full moon. You have to be totally nude. She says, well, I never knew that. Thank you. So sure enough, midnight, he's got his infrared binoculars, and he's at the window, and out she comes, naked, gorgeous, waters the tomatoes, goes back in. Oh, man, it worked. She's blonde. So the next morning, she goes over, she says, I did what you said. I went out and I watered the tomatoes, and I was nude, and I don't see any difference. She says, but man, you should see my cucumbers.
And now we go straight to traffic.
Oh, man.
I messed up. I'm not even going to argue. Here you go.
All right, now we need Frank to punch Tim Weiland up there on the...
Done. Consider
there we
done.
Go. All right, Tim Weiland.
Now what? I hear you.
Now, why don't you give us some traffic?
Hiya, Dan.
Hello there.
All right. Well, you know what? Things are, believe it or not, getting better. I mean, it was kind of crazy. Now, still, you're running slow on eastbound 44. That seems to be the worst, and it's from about Antire Road all the way up through Bowles, and then things open up. Over in Illinois, it's still pretty well jammed up. You've got a slow stretch from Highway 64 up to 5570. Then you've got an opening, and then from Highway 270, and it goes up to just a little bit south of Mount Olive. It is jammed pretty solid. People still trying to get out. Eastbound Highway 270, just after Lindbergh, you've got an incident that's blocking a lane. And that has traffic back to Missouri Bottom. Once you get beyond that, things look great to the chain of Roxbridge. Southbound 270, that's been a great run all afternoon. Eastbound Highway 44, also from Grand up to Highway 55 and 55 to the Poplar. And eastbound 4064, you're still slow from about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. If you're sweating your summer deadlines, try Account Temps for highly skilled temporary accounting and finance support when you need it the most. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You've decided you're tired of the old windows that don't open and let the fresh air in. You're tired because the screens are broken and the windows won't stay open or stay closed. You've decided you're going to get new windows. Now the next question is, who are you going to call? Well, that's easy. You should call Window World, because Window World's been around a long time. Window World is a bunch of St. Louis guys and gals who are making sure that your next window purchase is done perfectly. First of all, the windows come with a good housekeeping seal of approval. They also come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts and glass breakage. They're a great price. Any size white vinyl double hung windows start at $189. You see, Window World, they strive to be the best. And when they first got started 16, 17 years ago in St. Louis, no one heard about them. Now, they're the number one replacement window company in the country, thanks to you, the customer. So, you need windows. That's easy. Window World or windowworld.com.
Some exclusions apply. See design consultant for details. Okay, it's hot out here in St. Louis, and all that heat coming through your windows can hike up your AC bill. Now you can beat the heat, cut your energy bill, and transform a boring place into a showplace with one call to 3-Day Blinds for beautiful energy-saving shades or draperies. Best of all, a 3-Day Blinds design consultant will come right to your home at no cost with samples and great ideas. Whether you know what you want or not quite sure, at 3-Day Blinds, window treatments is all they do, and with 40 years and millions of windows, it's the name people trust. And because you're buying direct from the manufacturer, there's no middleman, so you'll save time and money. So keep the heat out, and when winter comes, keep the heat in with style and beauty. Whether it's shade, shutters, blinds, or drapes, 3-Day Blinds has you covered. And listen to this. Right now, buy any custom blind, shade, drape, or curtain and get free installation. Make the perfect choice right in your own home with an experienced design expert who'll come to you at no cost. Schedule your free in-home design consultation now. Call 800-806-7422. 800-806-7422. 800-806-7422.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the yellow pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Know it. You'll love it. It's Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs, and now they're coming to O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dogs.
You've had Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs in some area Home Depots. Now they're opening their first brick-and-mortar store in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dogs.
Stop by and watch the games on their TVs and enjoy all your favorite menu items, plus craft beers, fresh-cut fries, homemade chips, and deep-fried Oreos at the new Dirty Dogs coming to O'Fallon, Missouri, a mile north of I-64 and Highway K. Or check out Dirty Dogs with a Z, Hot Dogs with an S.com for details.
Hot diggity dogs.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-600-3018. That's 1-800-600-3018. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-600-3018. 1-800-600-3018. 1-800-600-3018.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by The Fountain on Locust, the home of the ice cream martini. The Fountain on Locust, named one of the top 10 restaurants and best ice cream parlor in the state. Go to fountainonlocust.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Get a complete Lennox system installed in your home for $28.95. You heard me right. Just $2,895 at Gelmish & Sons. People you know, a family you can trust since 1950. Call Gelmish & Sons at 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get.
All right, well, we got that theme music and... Trevor, it's almost over, and you'll just be able to take a big, deep breath, and you've done a good job today.
A few more minutes.
You have. Now it's where we go to Southern California, and see, he's already learned not to just take the music completely out like he was doing.
Yeah.
Southern California, and you're going to meet a guy named Mike Evans, and he's brought to us by Annie Guns, where I had dinner last night, as a matter of fact. Four times last week, I was lucky enough to be able to go to Annie Guns. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market are next door to each other. They're closed today because, what is today? Is today Monday?
Yes, it is.
Well, you know what? I had no idea what day it was. I'm losing it. Yeah, they're closed on Monday. And you're going to need reservations at Annie Guns. It's that popular. And, of course, next door to the Smokehouse. And they're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards, a great idea. Anytime. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse. And now from Southern California, say hello to Mike Evans, everybody.
Yeah, homie. Mike, try to
behave, because our control board operator today, direct from England, is Trevor Phillips. Trevor, say hello to Mike Evans.
Hello, Mr. Evans.
Hello, Mike.
You can drop.
Now, that's Australia.
Well, they say mate in England, do sometimes.
No, do they?
Huh?
We do
say mate, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Don't question me, please.
Oh.
I'm a little, I don't even hate. I hate to bring it up, but you know, I can't tell you how excited I was to see the eclipse. But the station never sent me a ticket. They were supposed to send me a ticket. The radio said I never got it.
Oh, to come what, to fly what? In to
yeah to fly the, in for the to cover that.
So seriously, could you not see it there?
No.
No.
Oh, man. It was total here. It was midnight.
And that's great.
And it was cool. Weird.
I'm going to see it when it is going to hit part of the United States in 7 years. I'll do it then.
Oh, is that the next one?
That's yes. It hits down New Mexico, Texas, and part of Florida.
Is it 2024? Is that what it is? Or 23?
Yep, 2024 is the next one.
Wow. I mean, we may all still be alive for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would hope so.
Yeah, Mike's a little older, but he'll probably still
be alive. Well, that's nice.
Aye,
nice that you kill me off
come
like that.
Come on. Show Trevor what you do. Go ahead. Show him what you do.
Talk with question all week long, unusual questions about your favorite star today. What does Keanu Reeves' first name mean in Hawaiian? His father was a Hawaiian. What does Keanu mean in Hawaiian? Big waves, rainbow flowers, cool mountain breeze, beautiful ocean. Answer in a minute. They always go in threes. Glenn Campbell, David Gregory, and Jerry Lewis. Lewis did 44 muscular dystrophy telethons, generated over $2 billion. But boy, he wasn't the nicest guy.
No. He look, I said earlier, he was like a lot of geniuses. They're very difficult to work with.
He was a real jerk.
No, that's, I've heard that on so. Here, you want to hear a great story?
Yeah.
There was a guy in St. Louis named Mickey Carroll. Mickey Carroll was one of the last remaining munchkins from The Wizard of Oz. And we knew Mickey.
Yeah.
And Mickey told us that when Jerry Lewis came to the Fox Theater, Mickey went down and he had the munchkin voice. He was a little bitty guy, and he told the lady who he was. Mickey Carroll was in The Wizard of Oz. I just want to meet Mr. Lewis, and I have a check for $1,000 if I could just shake his hand. Jerry Lewis would not meet him. He told her, tell him to go away. I don't want to meet a munchkin. I mean, this guy could be the rudest jerk.
Oh, he was horrible. Did you see this last interview with Hollywood Reporter?
No.
Oh, it's online now. What was the most exciting thing you've ever experienced in your career? I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite person you ever worked with? Nobody special.
I did see that.
He was like, yes, no.
It was horrible.
And then at the very end, after 7 minutes, he goes, well, I guess we're through. He goes, all right, get him out of here.
I felt sorry
get
for
him
that.
Out of here, is
I
what
felt
he said.
Sorry for
every
that.
Every director now of every major motion picture uses a piece of equipment invented by Jerry Lewis.
Video instant replay.
At a tape assist.
And it became used as video instant replay in sports, the wide world of sports.
He made a fortune. Now, the guy's worth so much money, and he was a comedic genius. He was.
I agree.
I don't know why he had to be so mean.
I know. He was. That's the word for it, mean.
Yeah.
Mean guy. TV news, Amy Poehler is developing an animated comedy for Fox. It will be directed and voiced by Mike and Julie Scully from The Simpsons. No title yet. NBC show Marlon with Marlon Wayans. It's hilarious. It's one of the funniest shows I've seen in a long time. Wednesday nights, NBC, Marlon Wayans in Marlon. Check it out.
Right.
Movie news, there's already a Star Wars spinoff film, Han Solo, directed by Ronnie Howard. Now George Lucas has announced he is coming out with Lucasfilms and another spin from Star Wars, a feature film. It'll be called The Adventures of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Released 2019.
How much Star Wars stuff can there be?
What happened to Russell Brand? Russell Brand, you never see him? I mean, I never thought he was talented at all.
Not funny.
He's gone.
Good.
The guy couldn't get arrested. No comedy clubs, no movies, no stage, no TV, nothing. Nobody wants it.
He looked like Charles Manson. He looked like a crazed killer.
How the hell he ever got to hang out with Katy Perry? I don't get that.
I think he must
have drugged her up so much she didn't know what she was doing.
No, I think I do get it. The expression is hung like a horse. That's all. It has to be.
That's been a problem I've had my whole life, but I still, you know.
Tell me about it.
I know. You know.
Yeah.
Cyan, he was saying
that's my bit, and he continues to swear.
That'll go on until I die.
And with me too.
Movie shocker, the hideous cliche, poorly acted hitman's bodyguard lapped the fabulous, exciting, hilarious Logan Lucky at the box office. I don't know what moviegoers were thinking this weekend. By the way, this has been the worst summer movie box office in over 25 years.
Oh, wow.
Horrible box.
Yeah, there hasn't really been anything that just jumps out.
Wonder Woman made a lot of money, but that was really it.
Yeah.
Every day this week, another feature, stupid quotes from celebrities.
Okay.
And today, my all-time favorite. Okay. All-time favorite. Quote, whenever I watch TV and I see those poor, starving kids all over the world, I can't help but cry. I mean, I'd love to be skinny, but not with all those flies and death and stuff.
I remember this quote.
End quote.
I remember that.
June 16th, 2012, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I'd like to be skinny, but not with all those flies and death and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I think she speaks for all of us.
Yeah.
She's a hell of a sipper on things.
Some people are just stupid.
Trevor, Mike Evans drinks a lot of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like
it? Oh,
finally, this is where
clap.
Trevor, do you like wine?
Not a lot of wine. I like St. James wine.
You like St. James? Mike, you know what that is? St. James?
Are you kidding me? Cheryl was born and raised in St. James.
You mean from St. James, Missouri?
Yeah, St. James, Missouri, just down
44. Cheryl was born and raised in St. James, Missouri.
Trevor, you and Mike.
Her two sisters and her brother still live in St. James, Missouri. Every time we come to St. Louis, we have to drive halfway between Rolla and Springbuck to St. James, Missouri.
You just bonded with Mike Evans.
I used to live in Rolla. I know exactly where that is.
There you go.
Just bonded.
Hey, did you ever, when you in England, do you know an English radio guy that became a TV guy named Richard Blade?
Yeah, I do.
Richard Blade and I are partners. Richard is still pitching my movie, and Richard and I are best friends. We talk at least once a week.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
No, Richard Blade and his wife Krista and Cheryl and I go out about every 3 or 4 weeks together.
Wow, you should definitely tell him that. He's got a fan over here in St. Louis.
I'll do.
All right, and finally?
Yeah, you're...
What is Keanu Reeves... The first name Keanu mean in Hawaiian? Big waves, rainbow flowers, cool mountain breeze, or beautiful ocean?
Dan?
Ooh, I'll go beautiful ocean.
What do you think?
I'm going to go big waves.
I'm going to go cool mountain breeze.
The answer is cool mountain breeze.
Aha!
I might give it to you!
There he goes. So there he goes.
He's done.
He's done.
Yeah.
And you're almost done.
I have
to do one bit of business. And you, next thing you know, you'll be playing the closing theme, and you can go decompress.
Mm-hmm.
In case we run out of time, how about a round of applause? I think you've done a fantastic job.
Trevor Phillips. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And tomorrow will be even easier. This is where I talk to people who know that we live in a crazy world full of crazy people. And I'm a big fan of cameras. Well, we have an advertiser called Gateway Lock and Security, a terrific business, a family business, and that's the business they're in. Security, surveillance cameras, and access codes, proximity cards, all that stuff. I still, every time I see one of these robberies and they're using that antiquated equipment where you can't even make out who it is, a bad picture, I just think, don't you know what's available now? It's so, not only is it ultra high definition, you can zoom in and count the nose hairs on the bad guy. I mean, it's available. And you go, well, my place is not big enough or something like that. They work with everybody. You may just need two cameras. You might need 20 cameras. You may have a business, a warehouse, a retail store. It's nice to know that you've caught the person stealing from you or hurting some. It's done. Convicted. There's no better evidence than just those crystal clear pictures. And they're doing a lot of business from this show, a lot of... proximity cards and access code business for not just businesses but homes. The name of the company is Gateway Lock and Security. I would appreciate it if you just check out their website. It's a good website and a good company. Gateway Lock and Security, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Now, in case I don't get a chance to come back, I want you to do what I did today with the police officer.
Not yet.
Chesterfield.
Sorry.
Thank a police officer every chance you get. They really appreciate it.
Traffic.
Now more than. And now this is where we do traffic.
Yeah, we do a final check on traffic.
Ended not without a mistake, but you didn't. Dan, do your thing.
Yeah, go ahead and give me the horn.
There you go.
And punch Tim
there
up.
You go.
And then we will do a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Trevor. Trying to, squeeze out.
I'm sorry.
The little piece I got, you kicked me out.
This man used to be
you.
Your professor in broadcasting, and you're trying to kick him out of the show.
He's out the teacher.
Wow. Way to go.
I'll tell you what, I could keep this kind of short because eastbound Highway 70 is still slowing, approaching Forestell to about Wentzville. Eastbound Highway 270, just a little slow from Missouri Bottom through Lindbergh. Eastbound Highway 40 downtown, you're slowing at Busch Stadium. Northbound 55 at Park. But the big problem
Still eastbound 5570 approaching 143 up to a little bit south of Mount Olive. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by Account Temps. If you're sweating your summer deadlines, try Account Temps for highly skilled temporary accounting and finance support when you need it the most. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I didn't know we were going to have time to do this, but I'm going to talk over the singer, and I'm going to tell you again. I know you were very nervous today. I know, right?
I was a little bit nervous. This is definitely jumping up with the you know, the big dogs. You know, not going to lie.
You're right.
I started at Farmer Dave, and now I'm here. So,
well, that's like working the county fair and then hitting the Ringling Brothers. We love Farmer Dave, but you did a great job. And Trevor will be back here this week through Thursday. And I look forward to working with you, all right?
Absolute pleasure.
Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great Monday evening.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, Cardinals fans, a big weekend is coming up. Interleague play against the Tampa Bay Rays, and it's Cardinals Hall of Fame weekend presented by Edward Jones. Great giveaways all weekend long. It's August 25th, 26th, and 27th. Friday night, it's the Mystery Manager Bobblehead. Saturday, a canvas print of the Hall of Famers presented by Edward Jones. And Sunday, get up, baby. It's the Mike Shannon Alarm Clock presented by Goodwill. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Get up, baby, get up. This is Mike Shannon, and you've heard me say that for years when the Cardinal hits a home run. Now, you can hear me anytime you'd like. Sunday, August the 27th, the Cardinals face the Tampa Bay Rays, and it's Mike Shannon Alarm Clock Giveaway, presented by Goodwill. Get up, baby, get up, baby, get up. 30,000 fans age 16 and older will receive their very own alarm clock. So get up, baby, get up. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotion. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
This show in the skies above America draws millions of watchers, and Fox 2 News has got you covered.
I'm Mandy Murphy out of Jefferson Barracks Park, where thousands have joined the Fox 2 team for an event of a lifetime.
We're live in Columbia, Mo, at Mizzou. Back to school day on Eclipse Day? Yeah, and they're having an eclipse party. Pretty cool.
I'm Erica Tallon in St. Clair, Missouri, where people from all over the country came for a prime view.
And one of the most amazing images you will see all day. A Fox 2 photojournalist caught this video of totality and the moment thereafter.
Fox 2 News special presentation of the solar eclipse. Total coverage you can count on.
Well, first at 6, an absolutely spectacular sight in the skies above the bi-state area this afternoon, as many places were